Okay.
Reminds me of the kids going and trying to make pot shots in the garbage can, where it would be a lot simpler if they just walked up to it and deposited it.
Okay.
Put this aside sometime and read it.
This is...
Beslan? What is a Beslan?
Like a basilisk, you know?
Okay, this, it's a school in Russia. Don't worry about the headline. Read the article. But not now. Don't give it to her now, or she'll read it now and she won't pay any attention to what's going on. Karen's a reader, don't you know that? I'm sorry, Karen. Do we want to talk about, what do you want to talk about first?
Okay, let me do real quick on the political situation. Shades of 1984, assuming that everybody has read that book, has a little understanding of it. A good portion of the book dealing with rewriting history. The Democrats are refusing to acknowledge the war on terrorism to the extent of their insisting on our situation in Iraq is civil war. They refuse to acknowledge that suicide bombs are strictly the sign of Al-Qaeda, and that is what the majority of the killing of civilians is happening, is through suicide bombs, but they say this is just a civil war. Well, taking it one step further on the 1984 theme, Ike Skelton of the House Armed Services Committee has removed the words from the 2008 Defense Authorization Bill, removed the words global war on terrorism. They are not did not allow those words to be put on the money for Afghanistan, or the money for Iraq, or the money for the action in the Horn of Africa. From my perspective, that's pure 1984. That's enough on that subject.
You know, I thought this was... Do you care if I mention this?
Go ahead.
There was... Sometimes we think Congress is not paying attention to the war on terrorism, or doesn't believe it exists. There is a senator from North Carolina, Sue Myrick, and she founded an anti-terrorism jihad caucus. And what a caucus is in Congress is getting together a group of congressmen who think alike in some way. There's black caucuses, there's whatever kind of caucuses. Anyway, and she is saying we've got to fight terrorism, we've got to fight the jihads, and she said the general public doesn't understand what threats there are from these radical jihads, who they are, what they want, and what we can do about it. And Americans are not being informed about the nature of this and their plans to do us harm. Media do not want to consider the jihads as the Muslim jihads as a real threat, because they are then accused of being intolerant towards Muslims. And anyway, she is forming this group that will take this whole thing seriously, and the group is currently learning about a lot of issues, including the difference and similarities between the Sunni and the Shia Muslims, the terrorist financing, the terrorist use of the internet, and terrorist infiltration techniques. So her group is focusing in on learning more about terrorism and how it affects us. And so I just want you to know that it isn't all of Congress that is saying terrorism doesn't exist. We are not in a war against terrorism. And
well, it's not all Democrats either. There are some Democrats
that are in her group. Yeah, she's got Democrats that are in her group. And I was looking here for the number of people she's got. She's got 80 members of Congress to join her in this learning, and the purpose of it is to learn more about it, which is basically what Dad's been trying to do with us, is to educate us a little bit more about terrorists and what's going on and how they operate. So I thought this was a good sign.
Okay.
Any more on that subject?
No.
Do we drop that subject?
Yes.
Okay.